Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget that you can find out all about our Brain Trust members. And by finding a name that you recognize, like Tom Asacker, who's with us this half hour, you can go to his position in our Brain Trust, and you can find the body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, and including articles and I don't know how many archives of past shows that he's done with us, but they're all there, and probably a couple of dozen, who knows. And Tom's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. He's an international speaker and trainer, someone who's becoming more and more sought after around the world, and that tells you what an important voice he has. And he's another example of what I mean when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So what's been going on?
Oh, just staying busy. I mean, this is a really interesting time to be in this world of business and branding. It's just getting crazier every day. The opportunities that are springing up for everyone out there is just amazing. The barriers to entry seem to be less and less. On the other hand, if you're not focused on the right things, you can go down and out in a big hurry. As we've seen with companies like Hewlett-Packard, I mean, they were on the In Search for Excellence list of great companies. A lot of the built-to-last companies aren't lasting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I think this whole idea that there's some kind of best company is the wrong way to think about business today. Things are changing too rapidly, and the best, what I'd like to say is today's peacock is tomorrow's feather duster.
Well, that's a good way to say it. And the thing is as you've heard me say before, I think change. There's nothing new about change, and so there's nothing new today than really 10 years ago or 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel, but the difference is how fast we're going from one generation to the next generation of change. That's the difference, isn't it?
Absolutely true. I read an estimate in the LA Times last month that said that there are about 700 new products introduced every day.
Yeah.
There's 2 million brands right now that are vying for our attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it is way more cluttered than we really
before.
Even understand. Right.
When I remember years ago, I worked for Sears when I was in college and right afterwards. And I remember hearing people say, everything we buy, everything we need except groceries, we buy at Sears. It's, in a small town, Sears was the big thing, and maybe a JCPenney's, but there weren't that many choices. But now we have lots and lots of choices, don't we?
That's right. And the point is, and this is, I mean, I'm going to throw something at you that may rock the whole small business world a little bit here, but what I'm finding, watching how people make decisions and looking at our culture over the past, say, 10 years, is that people choose the places and products they do for their own reason. And it really doesn't have a lot to do with, quote-unquote, relationships. You know, it's like if something new comes along that really appeals to people emotionally, it doesn't matter how nice the people were at the store next door. Or, at the whatever it was next door, they leave. People are very selfish in their pursuits of what's new and better for them in their lives.
Well, now, did they leave and stay, or did they just go and visit? Now, that's the difference, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and here's the deal with what marketing is all about today. The whole gist of marketing, I mean, in the old days, it was send out messages and try to persuade people to do business with you. Today, the entire gist of marketing is get people to experience you, whatever that you is. Make that experience so good that they talk about it to other people and they want to come back. That's it. It's not about anything else. It's about giving people an experience that they really, really want. And if you do that, they will leave the other place. I mean, that's it.
Stand by. Tom, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Tommy Sacker is our guest. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 till.
Silver horses run down moonbeams in your dark eyes.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till, and you know what that music means. That means somebody's got an anniversary. Tom Maysacker, happy anniversary, baby. Today marks 4 years on the show with me.
Wow.
How about that? That's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Time's flying, isn't it?
When you're having fun. Anyway,
we're still in love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing how we've made it last. But seriously, thank you for 4 years of outstanding contribution to me and to my audience.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, we're talking about relationships, and I made the comment that before we went to the break, you were saying that if folks, no matter how good a job you do for them, that if they see something that they think is a little more exciting, they'll go over there. And so my question to you was, but will they go visit or will they stay? Are they always looking for the next thing that's more exciting and more edgy than the last one? Or do they ultimately go play over there and then come back home to the people who really take care of them?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, I don't think it's about necessarily being the most exciting and edgy, but it has more to do with their particular lifestyles and what enhances that lifestyle. I'll give you an example. You got this guy who, to me, it's an amazing story. This is Gary Heaven. He sold his first Curves franchise in 1995. Now, he's the fastest growing franchise operation ever in the history of the world, faster growing than McDonald's.
Now this is a women's exercise franchise.
Yeah, a little franchise women exercise place, in out of the mainstream downtown, typically in little strip malls. The guy has $1 billion in annual revenues from 95 until today. Now that's the power of an idea that tapped in to what people were looking for that they weren't getting from where they were. Now, I guarantee you that the women at these fitness centers were probably experiencing some very friendly, nice people at the YMCA and in some of the other gyms
Gold's
that they were
GM
going
or
to.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is that there was some kind of pain in their experience. I'm not sure what that was, but this guy, Gary, discovered what it was and drew everybody away to him. So it's all today, the marketplace is for ideas. And I know this is a difficult thing to say because I'm a small business owner and I understand how we can get caught up in the day-to-day of what we do. I was listening to a big call-in program yesterday, small business people calling into the ex-governor of my state here talking about their issues. And it was an interesting comments because it came around to affordable health insurance plans, affordable workers, and all that. Yet I go online and I look at the Forbes Small Business poll, and the overwhelming biggest challenge facing small businesses are marketing their ideas, their products, and their services. So the challenge is growth. How do we grow? By really focusing on the idea on how to draw people to us with things that they really value more than other people's stuff. But we typically get so focused on doing the, you know, operating the business, working in the business, that we don't step back and work on the business. And it's these ideas. I mean, you take a guy like Sidney Frank, right? This guy, 77 years old, launched Grey Goose Vodka. 77 years old. 7 years later, he sold it to Bacardi for $2 billion. So it's about ideas today. You know, and I'm, you know, I don't care if you even want to stay small. It's ideas.
That's the reason why when I do my speeches and I talk to people about the future, I talk to them about the differences between in the way 21st century entrepreneurs leverage their dream and compared to the way 20th century entrepreneurs leverage their dream. Look at all the infrastructure and the capital and the people that Henry Ford had to have to leverage his dream, and look at how the two gentlemen you just mentioned, how they leveraged their dream with a lot less rolling stock, a lot fewer buildings, a lot fewer human beings on payroll. It's a different way. It's a whole different way of leveraging, and the thing is it's morphing every day. It's not you know, when you and I were pups in the marketplace, Tom, we worked for people in the beginning who were probably working on a business model that had been valid for 30 years, 20, 30 years.
That's right.
There aren't any of those anymore, are there?
No. And that's the thing to focus on, is think about what are the I call it mysteries, models, and methods. The mystery is how and why do people want to do what they want to do? I mean, if you go back to the 50s, when I was born, the mystery was, how and what do Californians want to eat, right? So the model were these McDonald brothers. They came up with this one little restaurant and figured the model out. But did they succeed with that model? No, because Ray Kroc came along and he figured out a method of exactly how to do everything so that he could spread this mystery that the McDonald brothers figured out in the model. So that's it. It's looking at... Think about circuses. You know, we say, what's a circus? All right? Cirque du Soleil said, wait a minute, a circus doesn't have to have all this high cost of elephants and all these
big
things
tents
that people don't want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tom, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Masacker, the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. The website is sandboxwisdom.com. Is that right, Tom?
That'll work.
I think so. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came by. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, Tom Masacker. Is our guest and our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he and I are celebrating 4 years of working together, and it's been a great 4 years for me and for my audience, getting to hear the wisdom of this guy. Tom, give us your website again, please.
Well, you can get at it two ways. One is sandboxwisdom.com, all one word. And the other way is A Clear Eye, ACLEAREYE.com. I have a new series of books coming out that are going to try to dispel all the myths there are in the business world. The first one is called A Clear Eye for Branding. So it teaches everything that is really meaningful to customers about brands, as opposed to the way we think about them. I look at it from the customer's view and say, this is what they think is important.
And you're going to launch the first one on this show, aren't you, soon?
Absolutely.
So look forward to that, folks. So acleareye.com. All right, Tom, what can you do? What can you say to us to help us make sure that we're not getting stodgy with our brands, that we're not getting too sedentary with our models, that we're not falling, we haven't fallen in love? You know, I used to tell people, don't fall in love with your business model. It's okay to fall in like with it, but don't fall in love with it, because you might have to divorce yourself from it and move on to something else real soon.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of my favorite physicists, Richard Feynman, the guy who discovered the reason that the shuttle blew up, he said, if you know that you are not sure, you have a chance to improve the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we go to work every day and we say, look, I'm not sure that I've got this right. And the reason is not because of something you're doing, but every time something outside of your sphere of influence changes, it changes people's perception of you. For example, prior to Amazon.com with their one-click ordering and all of that, people tolerated clicking through six screens to place an order.
Mm-hmm.
After they got experience with Amazon, they started looking at everybody else in a different light. They said, wow, what those people are doing is not good anymore.
The clicking paradigm shifted, didn't it?
Absolutely. Amazon raised their expectations. And the expectations may be raised in some category that's completely outside of yours. You know, when we start getting pizzas delivered to our door in 25 minutes, now we want everything delivered
right.
to our door in
right.
25 minutes, right? So I would always look outside your industry, see how other people have been successful, and ask yourself, why? Why in the world, for example, were people buying, you know, 800,000 of those yellow, or 300,000 to 800,000 of those yellow Livestrong rubber bands a day? Now, think about the old way of thinking, what is fundraising? Well, fundraising is get on the phone, call people, see if you can get them to donate some money. What's this new way of fundraising? Little rubber bands that sell for a buck a piece, right, that you sell 15 million of in the first 6 months. So it's a whole new way of looking at things. Look at the richest guy in the world right now. They're not sure, but the guess is that it's not Bill Gates anymore.
Hmm.
Now it's this guy who founded IKEA. So here's a guy that sells furniture, right? There are no, you can't find salespeople, right? They give out Swedish meatballs and something called lingonberry juice.
Oh, lingonberry juice is wonderful.
I've never had it, but
yeah,
but then,
lingonberry
but
is wonderful.
Yeah, and then you've got to lift the heavy boxes off the shelf
right.
and put the stuff together yourself.
Right.
So look at that and say, whoa, why are people willing to do that? Why is that the most popular furniture store in the world? And then see if you can apply the why of the buy to what's going on in your environment. You know, whether it's the yellow rubber bands, the IKEA putting the things together, why do the people that are Harley enthusiasts tattoo themselves everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they doing?
Why would a guy who wears pinstripe suits 6 days a week have Harley Davidson tattooed on his shoulder?
Absolutely, yeah, because Harley says we don't sell motorcycles. What we sell is the ability for a 43-year-old accountant to dress
right.
up in black leather and ride through small towns, have people be afraid of him.
Hey, Tom, give us your website again, please.
Aclear-eye.com. I think that's
right.
the easier one.
That's
to
a good
to.
One. Tom, thank you All for right. being here. Thank you for 4 great years, and looking forward to 4 more.
Thank you, Jim. Me too.
Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.